This was the part of his work Dominic loved most, digging into hidden files that might not have been seen by anyone for centuries, possibly since they were first written by the ancient scribes themselves. The Vatican's historical holdings were nothing short of a boundless treasure hunt in time. No one alive really knew what was stored here, unexplored as the vast majority of it was, sparking Dominic's intrigue like nothing else ever had. Peering into the deep shelves, he noted the Templar folios here had been sorted by century. Ginsburg mentioned that Guillaume de Sonnac lived around the year 1250, so he pulled out two folios, large box-like volumes bound by stiff boards on either side and wrapped in hemp twine, identified in Latin Tertius Decimus Saeculum, 13th century. He took them to the nearest reading table and, lest he be plunged into darkness with no movement in the aisles, switched on the table's reading lamp. Then he slipped on the white cotton gloves he carried in a pocket. "The adventure begins," he mused. Opening the first box, he pulled out a stack of papers of varying size and thickness, correspondence, petitions, indulgences limiting the punishment of sins, account ledgers, bills of sale. All manner of period documentation lay before him, written mostly in Latin and French, two of the several languages in which Dominic was proficient. It took him some time to pore over the papers of the first box, finding nothing by or even mentioning Guillaume de Sonnac. Setting that box aside, he opened the second volume. Here he found the usual abundance of documents as before, but this box also contained a large, sturdy stack of bound pages, obviously a journal of some sort, on the front of which had been hand-printed in French, Histoire des Templiers, History of the Templars. Below that was printed the name Guillaume de Sonnac. Eureka, Dominic thought. Exactly what Simon is looking for. He did say de Sonnac was the Templar's historian. Excited by the discovery, he set the journal aside and sifted through the many remaining papers in the box for anything else that Simon might find of interest. There was a fascinating set of military orders dated from 1244 to 1250, which put them from the end of the Albigensian Crusade through to the Seventh Crusade and the battles of Damietta and Almansura in Egypt. Dominic was ecstatic. Removing more papers from the box, at the bottom, he finally came upon a strangely shaped document of sorts, what appeared to be 9 panels of parchment bound by some kind of flexible material attached to the edges of each panel. The artifact was maybe 12 inches square, but once unfolded from the box, 2 of the panels stood upright in one of the corners, while one corner panel space was missing entirely. Dominic had never seen anything like it, and pondered what its purpose might be. At first glance, it looked to be some kind of art piece, abstractly modeled in black and caramel-colored parchment. There was a tiny signature on one edge of a panel reading, Pietro Visconti. He decided to take it up to Simon to get his thoughts on this unique device, or whatever it was.